I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me.
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.
Okay, another week. Gone without a show. Yeah. I'm doing a real good job on that, aren't I? Oh well. Stuff happens. You know, my life isn't tied to this podcast. Anyway. Another week. Welcome to RSN Live with me, voice Coolies. Coolios. I've loved that so many times. Okay, you all know the drill that I've been listening. It's in the topic. Smiley face. All right. So, you know the drill. So, if you want to chat with me, it's, come on, Surreal Chat or Afternet, you can, you know, look that stuff up. You know, irc.surrealchat.net or irc.afternet.org. There's also the live stream feed for those of you who are zero listeners on the radio, so it really doesn't matter, but this is for the podcast. So if you ever want to watch this live, the link is www.livestream.com/RSN Live. Real simple, easy, and again, still experimenting. I found out that my mic was insanely over-amplified in Linux, so we're still... I'm still playing with that. So, you know, you'll see some things happen, I guess. There's not much I can really do on the IRC, live stream, but, you know. By the way, can you guys hear what's going on the live stream? Because it looks like the audio is going through, but I just want to be sure that you guys can hear. Otherwise, I'm going to be unhappy. I actually had to restart the computer, the desktop, because Windows decided it didn't like audio anymore. So that's why I got a little bit of a late start on this show. Other than that, you know, everyone heard about E3, how that was a train wreck and a half, which ties into the first music block I've got. You know, stuff. So, I'm actually going to go ahead and just start into that. So, I'm sure you guys can figure out which games these are coming from. So, it's a voice, so I'll be right back. There we go. All right. So, as I said, train wrecks. Now, I'm going to admit, I didn't watch any of the E3 stuff. I think most of it happened while I was at work. And I'm not really heavy into that presentation crap. But I know one of the major highlights was, once again, Microsoft thinks that everyone is going to buy the Kinect. I don't know why they keep doing that. No one's going to buy it. Like, aren't they, like, giving that thing away now? Oh, well. I mean, the only way it could have been more perfect is if Steve Ballmer was the one presenting. We need to get a rephrase of developers. So, this is actually, I didn't really notice it, but it's actually pretty good, you know, talk pad music. Although it's a little bit loud. Turn it down a little bit. See, I changed my mic settings, and now all my audio settings are foobar. It's an experiment. I'm just going to call it that. There is no end to this experiment, by the way. And I really need to find a way to turn the mic input off from my monitoring. Because, in case you haven't noticed, I keep screwing up lines. I flub them a lot, and it's because I hear myself, and apparently this is kind of like a common thing for people. Like, you're listening to yourself talk, and it just, train wreck. Oh well. In bundle packs, she said. Yes, I do read the chat once in a while. Both, well, the Skype, the IRC, and the ever wonderful live stream chat. That's what I do. Although Skype really isn't that important. Skype pissed me off today. I don't know what it is with me and audio problems, but I just keep getting laid up. For the longest time on my laptop, which is what the IDJC is running off of, I had to do all these weird, crazy changes just to get it to work. And it turns out it's because of one little setting that was checked that I didn't check. Somebody else must have in an update or something. So I finally got that fixed. So I was like, oh, yeah, you know what? Let's see if we can get Skype back in, because I'm sure you guys don't enjoy listening to me all the time, I'm sure. Well, that's why the music's in there. And I can't find a lot of things to ramble about on my own, and just listening to me on my own, I'm pretty sure, is damn annoying. I'm sure one day I will get the entire rig back online. But, I just... crazy stuff. And then Windows, like I said earlier, didn't want to accept the audio from the laptop. I think I may have explained this before, but just for recapping, and in case anyone's listening who skipped the past few podcasts, not only am I recording this, I stream it online on RSN Radio. There's two streams. Don't cross the streams, dude. And in addition to that, Since everyone's live streaming, you streaming, Twitch TV streaming, what have you, I've decided, okay, I'll join the bandwagon. I love riding bandwagons. So, I'm streaming the video of me looking like an idiot on live stream. You got the address earlier. So, basically, anytime I'm doing a show, which will be on Thursdays, 6 p.m. Central Time, that would be the time zone Chicago's in, that's when you can see me being an idiot. I was going to record them and just put them on live stream, but unless I pay live stream, which ain't gonna happen, I am limited to 1 gig of storage. We really need to work on that RTMP server. Something to put on my mental list. Yeah, so it's 12 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Midnight. In other words, for you Brits that are crazy enough to listen. But I see a lot of British people online right now, so... yeah. It's our summer, so I'm pretty sure most of you guys are out of school for now. Sweet. Oh, and in case anyone watching the stream today, the beer for today, it is still Leinenkugel. It is the creamy, dark, American dark lager. So, I bought this stuff back in December. That shows you how often I drink. Oh, well. Not that bad. I will not willingly drink Bud Light or Miller Lite, because those are awful. Those are awful. Anyways, I'm like, whatever. I'm just kind of crazy. So one of the other things that that kind of piqued my interest is apparently there's a movie that is in the final stages of post-production that's being released by Pixar. Wreck It Up Ralph is the title. The reason it caught my attention is because apparently they want to... Well, they don't want to. They did license a whole crap load of video game characters. And I'm just looking right now on the... Wikipedia page, and so far the games that are being included in this is, of course, Sonic the Hedgehog. Why would I be talking about it at that point if it wasn't? Super Mario Brothers being cameoed. We got Q-Bert, Mortal Kombat, we got Street Fighter, Pac-Man. So if it is, I mean, this is going to be, this looks like it's going to be an interesting movie. Damn you, Disney. I don't like going to movies that much because I think they're way overpriced and, you know, it's usually not an enjoyable experience, but I'm going to have to see this, I think. So damn you, Pixar, and damn you, Disney. That's like $20 down the drain for me. Anyways, it's not confirmed that Sonic's in it, by the way. It's just Dr. Eggman right now. And just watching the trailer, it's actually not that bad. The trailer in question that I saw was a scene involving... What was it? It was like supposed to be Alcohol Anonymous, but for video game villains. Which Bowser and I'm just gonna just go out there and say it, Robotnik. Ooh. Oh, now we're playing with fire. This is like the green eyes debate that I might be starting, but yeah. So, yeah, Robotnik, Bowser in this scene, quite a few other characters. A lot of people were just, I remember reading the online discussion, people were like, how much money did Disney put out for this? Because I guess, well, Sega, I'm pretty sure, was like, oh, hell yeah, go, here he is, here's the models, yeah, go, have fun. Because if I remember correctly, Sega is in the process of trying to reboot, not reboot, what's the word I'm thinking of? Basically, they realize they fuck shit up, and they're trying to unfuck that shit up, and this is part of it, I would assume, that they're just kind of throwing them everywhere. So, there you go. Another wonderful movie. There's only two people. This is a little turnout tonight, folks. I'm disappointed. But then again, I haven't really done this in a while, so meh. And my talk bed music is always like 2 minutes long, so it just keeps repeating and repeating and repeating. So I'm just kind of looking at it. We got kind of a plot here of a villain who no longer wants to be a villain. Wanting to prove he can be a good guy and not just a villain. So, there you go. And that comes out, the release date is November 2nd of this year. I'm not exactly sure how consistent that is. I don't keep track of that anymore, so. Yeah. I think it's time for another music break. Don't you? Let's see what we can find. You know what? I'm gonna go break out of the Sonic music. It's still gonna be Sonic music, but this is in a completely different folder. I haven't heard these two in a while. So, I know you guys are gonna punch me in the face for this, but I don't care. What do we got? Yeah. I haven't heard these two in such a long time. I'm just putting them in because I want to hear them. And I'm the man who's running the show here. Alright, so, I'll be back shortly.
Yeah.
fuck up. It's time to get serious, Tails.
Yo, Tails, where the rings at? Give me some more. Gotta find Dr. Robotnik and settle this go. I don't need no sidekick riding my shit. Following everywhere I go, riding my big blue dick. Give me a hand, Tails, give me a lift.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, little buddy. Now go the fuck away. I got a supersonic attitude. Hear what I'm saying? Gotta get those chaos emeralds and go super saiyan. Somebody's gotta motherfucking save the day. And I'm the only one quick enough to stay out of the way. Watch your back. If you know what's good for you, I will put up a little bit of 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 a little bit of
my map and chose some place I wanted to go.
Packed up my stuff, set out for adventure.
I know that your lucky color is that cool shade.
Put my
blue.
Painting myself blue for you.
I guess I'm so easy to understand. I just do whatever comes to me naturally. Alright, I do understand the feelings of a person.
This thing's so cute.
Parsley when he's standing there.
Makes me wanna be his speciality.
I guess I'm just a substandard girl. Mm-hmm. But there are nights that I have trouble going to sleep. Sweet, you're so sweet. So many things I want. Sweet, sweet, you're so sweet.
I'm sorry, I had to throw that in there. Again, songs with lyrics that make no goddamn sense whatsoever. I kind of zone out when I run that song. So I'm kind of surprised I actually caught it before it ended. So. Oh well. So, you know, it's we're not things to talk about again. So expect some awkward silences here. I'm not really keeping up with any of the news. I'm just watching Rex spam the hell out of a Skype chat. Apparently no one here likes... I don't watch My Little Pony, so I wouldn't know. But it's always amusing to watch people freak out about it. I think we all know. I think we all know what. Hold on, let me look it up here. Got a copy image girl. There we go. I think we all know how Chad Nixon Silver Sonic feel, and it's more along the lines of this. So I'm just gonna leave that up for the rest of the show. You guys can enjoy. And for those of you who aren't watching the live stream and are listening, it's just Tails about to kill. Apparently, it's Rainbow Dash with a axe. So you get to watch that. That's all you get now. Yep, I'm a sick bastard. Now I'm gonna take that away. It's like covering a fourth of my head. Okay. So, hopefully I can get everything going here. I do intend to try to start up the whole Friday night failures, what have you, thing that I used to do for like 2 weeks. Really the problem right now, and I guess it's really not that good of an excuse, is that, you know, I have a PlayStation 3. I have Sonic 06. I have the alcohol to erase that from my memory. But for some reason, I was like really holding off on it because I didn't like how live stream kind of butchered it. It looks really messed up. But then again, at the same time, it's going into a standard def video capture device, so I might be doing some PC gaming in the future. Because even if I got an HD video capture device, it wouldn't work, because live stream, unless you pay money, it's not, you know, you're going to be stuck with this low quality video stream, and that's just all there is to it. And I don't feel like paying that kind of money. I'm sure, you know, let's see what Twitch TV. Don't play videos? God. But see, this is kind of like about... I need info. Join the community. But am I allowed to stream in HD Or do I have to pay for that? Production. All live stream production services include... Yeah, but I'm pretty sure... For some reason, I'm really leery about that. It claims HD broadcast and archive, but live stream claims the same thing, and we all see how that works out. So, something to look forward to in the future. I mean, I do kind of like the live stream Procaster. If there were a way to, like, I'm pretty sure this isn't a good thing to say over the live stream, but if there was a good way to hack it so I could force HD streaming, that'd be even more awesome. But that ain't gonna happen. So it is what it is, and this is what I'm stuck with for now. I could run my own my own streaming server, but XSplit never worked for me, and now it's pay for software. So I will be okay with it if it was pay once, but the XSplit developers have to be greedy fuckers about it, and it's a yearly license. I think it's something like $99 a year, but I don't feel like paying $99 a year for the privilege of streaming video games. Not when live stream, albeit a shitty, low-quality stream, will let me do the same thing for free, and it actually works. That was my problem with XSplit, by the way. I could not get the damn thing to work. It would start up, and it would run fine, but as soon as I would connect to any server, nothing. It wouldn't stream. It would say it was streaming, but nothing. And no, XSplit, you had your chance, and you guys fucked it up. Fucked it up good. So, ranting about other useless things. You may have saw me. I mean, there's some cropping going on, so you probably didn't see it. But I was looking at my phone earlier because I had some emails. And I don't know why I checked my email anymore, because what was this? This was an email from Facebook begging me to log in. Oh, there's activity you might be missing. I don't care. You know, if there was something I was really looking for, I would go to it. I don't want to log in. I have no reason to log in, Facebook. Not pester me on it. And, you know, it doesn't matter. They're going to be dead in, like, 5 years anyways. Their freaking IPO debacle. 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 What have you. Oh, that's stupid stuff. So, you know, if you want to get through to me, don't spam me. If I like your site, I will... go to I don't spam RSN. I don't go around advertising it. At least not blatantly. I might say, hey, maybe you want to check out my stream, or yeah, that sounds really, really weird. Come here, children, check out my stream. Okay. But yeah. Oh, I entered the details correctly. I verified it with FastFeed multiple times. No. No. Because, honestly, I'm streaming with Livestream right now. Perfectly fine. All I did is had to put in my username and password, and everything's working. I did the same thing in XSplit. Nothing. Failed. Failed miserably. So, kudos to you. Is it Open Internet Explorer, really? How about this? We're going to copy. Copy and paste. Yes, that is exactly my thought process on Facebook. I have another one. And I think I've said I was going to kill the hell out of this image, the screenshot, if you will. I'm trying to find it. Where'd it go? There it is. Copy link. Copy the link. There you go. That's how I feel every time I get an email from Facebook. I just don't care. I'm annoyed. So. Oh, well. I wonder what the next big thing will be. Hey, maybe it'll be Google Plus. Another failed experiment. Oh, and by the way, Silver Sonic, I am slowly making Wisconsin my state. Just giving you a heads up. I'm slowly taking over. There will be no resistance. Just felt like putting that out there. Alrighty then. I think it's finally time to go ahead and start wrapping up this train wreck. This code is a train wreck. Every show is a train wreck. But you know what? And I don't care if it crashes now. I just got through my show. But I got through a show without a technical glitch in show. That is like, that is achievement unlocked. Achievement unlocked. Oh yes. Yes, yes. So, I'm going to go ahead and queue up two more tracks here. I don't really think it matters too much on this one, but all right, there's that. There's that. Let's get some more. I had to drop in back there and stop it from doing its thing. My final track. Alright, well, this is Voice, and I'll see you later. Bye.
Keep on moving on.
RSN Radio. It really whips the hedgehog's ass.